conversations. We're playing for sheep stations. What used to be footy friends and fun, and now that Dino has come and gone, we're playing for sheep stations. We're playing for sheep stations.
Thanks for that, Nathan Cleary and the Panthers. The organisation has tighter lips than a fish's backside. How do they keep a shoulder injury from the pre-season from the world? So that was the Tigers and Benji Fudd in the coach's box. Everyone's headline news the next day. Thanks for that, Connor Watson. Not only did you score 10 on the weekend, you're out for the next week. The week I needed you the most. Got a bigger glass jaw than TPJ, as evidenced by his boxing career. I'm off him. Joined tonight by Mark and Dan.
Hello, listener.
Sitting on the couch. Dan's going to have to talk up.
Yes.
He's advised that he's going to be far more positive this week.
A little more chipper for you, listener, out there.
So, Dan, you might take us away about the week that was.
Yes.
For So Close to Socks.
So Close to Socks. That's my team. I'm far enough away from socks and sitting here sockless right now. I scored 1387 last week. And the good news is, there's only one more week left. I mean, no, there's still 2 weeks left. 3 weeks left. I don't know.
Including this week.
Yeah, 3 weeks left. But last year, for long-time listeners of the show, it was always one more week. There's only one week to go. So 3 more weeks to go. But 0 trades after this week. So I'll come clean to the listeners. I did reverse trade last week and kept after the Nathan Cleary news. So I had one little sneaky move, which I will reveal later in the pod, so stick around, listener.
I reckon the reverse trade on Cleary was the most activated button last week. As soon as he went down, Guardsy told us that he reversed his trade. Osako got another reprieve. Didn't do too badly for him, so don't know if he played him, but he's still got Osako in his team, and he's got plenty to look forward to with his one trade.
I was working last week on Saturday, watched all 3 games, or the last 2 games from behind the microphone, and may or may not have been singing the praises of Damien Cook after his little try at the end.
Little
puts him
try.
Up to little 93, so pretty happy with that. Jacob Carraz and Dom Young got the job done. Captain's Teddy too. So, yeah, pretty happy with that. Saw some green arrows, which was nice. Got 684 green arrows, so just sitting just outside the top 10,000 at 10,845th spot.
Still could get inside non-application areas by the end of the year.
It's in the 20,000. It's top 10,000. Okay, right. Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah.
So, something to work towards.
Indeed.
Maybe you'll have a little cute trade for us later.
Oh, yeah, stick around, listener. Plenty of
one cute trade. Not plenty.
One cute trade I can share with you.
Plenty cute, though.
Plenty cute.
It's a lot of cute.
All right, Mark, how did you go last week?
Before I go with me, it'd be remiss in Guardsy's absence not to quickly mention how he went. 1,472 points for Guardsy.
Jesus
cemented Christ, cemented himself inside the top 1,000, 676.
He is very close to socks, isn't he?
For him, he moved up a couple of hundred spaces, so he is well and truly in there for another pair of socks.
And killing it in the draft league too,
I believe. He did, yeah. Yeah, got the playing for Sheep Stations into the big grand final, so...
We're moving up, baby. We're into the Premier League next year.
I think he's... thanks to Atkinson for the field goal.
Yeah.
Got him across the line.
Yeah, I think, what did he win by? 7 points or something?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, so my team had a pretty good week as well. 1,448 points, largely thanks to some good scores in the centre wing department. Carraz, Young, Val Holmes, all going big. Captain Teddy got the job done. There were still some low scores. Connor Watson with his concussion-affected 10. And I did, in a stellar move, sit Kaloa Matangi on my bench for his 105, so I missed out on those points. Still saw one tick over 1,000 green arrows to move up to 6,415th spot overall.
Mm, very good. Just looking at our Playing for Sheep Stations overall league, and the guy that knocked me out of our head-to-head league, Uncle Nick for PM, Jamie, scored 1501. It's the second week in a row I've been beaten by the highest score. Not that my score was all that high, considering.
Well, they care too much about head-to-head.
Yeah, don't really love head-to-head, but, you know, still nice to have a little geezer. And when you get beat by Allison, who scored poorly, or not poorly, but not as well this week, and then Uncle Nick for PM with a big 15.01. Mm. Now, pretty hard pill to take when you come third or something like that over the whole season. But anyway, well-cooked Angus, 13.93 this week, so 467 green arrows. Green arrows for the second week, which is very good. Coming 8,301st overall. Sit V starts. I think that's where it hurt me last week. I didn't make very good decisions. I left about 60 on the pine that I had planned to play, and then last minute for some reason switched around. Just, I don't know, what am I looking for at the end of this season? I'm really looking towards next season. Who's going to go into the black book? Are there any players that are getting a chance with injury or restings that might find a spot? Is there anyone going to a new team? I did see today, Dan, you posted something about Big Red potentially going to Red Hill.
Mm.
Could be handy up there for the three or four games that he'll play in between suspensions and injuries. So,
you do love getting a front row forward that's been around the traps. Certain Ryan James comes to, he's been in Canberra as well. So maybe Ryan's reached out.
Yeah, I don't think I'd put
Ryan James
Big Red in the same
was,
areas.
Was funny. You mentioned Ryan James in the chat today around that Corey Horsburgh news, and then literally as I checked that message, I went on to Instagram and saw SC Playbook posted the team of the Supercoach team of 2016. Ryan Guess who James. Was front and centre in the front
Ryan
row?
Ryan James, the try-scoring machine.
Old Ryan James. The less said about him in 2024, the better. So we'll move straight on to Teamless Tuesdays. A number of highly owned players not named. Bit of a tough one for some people, I think. Cowboys, somewhat popular team with Val Holmes, Robson, maybe
Cotter,
maybe a Lukey, maybe a Nanai if you're the saddest. I mean, maybe a Drinkwater. So some teams could be struggling. Dearden. Yeah, Dearden if you were looking for a point of difference. So plus high-owned players like Cleary and Watson and those sort of guys, even Cody Walker, going down. What I wouldn't give for another five trades, boys. I say it every year. 3 weeks out, I'd love to have five trades. Next year, Dan.
300, yeah.
Next year.
I've declared it. Three trades and a boost left with a final week to go.
Wow. Mark, give us the team list Tuesday. Wrap up for round 25 with 3 weeks to go, Dan. 3 weeks.
3 weeks to go. So
one more week, listener.
Round 25 kicks off at Leichhardt Oval on Thursday night with the Tigers taking on Manly. Adam Dewey and Lali'i are out for the Tigers.
Which was the left edge. Yeah, that was the left edge.
Got another head knock.
The left edge last week.
Yep.
So a brand new left edge incoming for the poor old Tigers against possibly one of the best right edges.
Let's go, Manly.
Comp.
Let's go DCE.
DCE.
Let's go Ruben.
Olakau'atu, Garrick and Saab. Saab could be the man.
Turbo.
To profit.
Turbo, no.
But Jason Saab could go over for five tries and still only score 90 points. Like it's a thing that could happen.
Yeah. It will be a nervous watch for non-Turbo owners. I've been digging the knife into
hammy,
the voodoo doll. Hammy
nickel.
No. We're all about player welfare here.
Don't give away the cuteness with your angry now. Anger.
Don't rile me up for angry fans. I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah.
6 game play on Mark.
Then, so Junior Tupou comes in. He's been out injured since round 7. I think he's going to the Dolphins next year too. So he makes his first appearance for a while for the Tigers. And probably relevantly, Supercoach wise, De Silva has been replaced on the bench by Latu Fainu. So that's hopefully good news for
Appy
owners and his minutes this weekend. For Manly, Tommy Talau, he injured a pec. I think it was probably in an over aggressive wrestling session with Jessica Sergis, perhaps.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Definitely.
So he's replaced in the centres by Cooler. Lawton returns into the back row, pushing Burbo to the bench.
Not ideal. He was my A nightmare of last 2 weeks ago.
He was Matt Traynor's A nightmare a few years ago.
Yeah. Yes. But that could think, as we alluded to, that could be a big game for super coaches with some Manly players in their side. Moving on to Friday night, the first game is the Dogs up against the Warriors over there in Auckland.
At Sean Johnson Stadium.
Oh, did they change the name?
They are, for his final home game.
Final home game.
I hope the grandstand doesn't break down.
Well, yeah. Or the ticket machine might
pull a
muscle, letting people in.
Anyway.
Sean Johnson's last game in New Zealand.
Yeah, Wade Egan has been named to return. That pushes Freddie Lussick to the bench and Harris DeVita to 18th man. The Dogs are 1-17, but Max King is on an extended bench.
He's lurking, isn't he?
Josh Curran might be in a bit of doubt.
Surely he's come off with a shoulder injury.
Two weeks in a row. This looks not good.
He looked like he was in a world of hurt at the end of the game there last week. So
interesting stat that I heard on the way home from work is the Bulldogs now have the best defence. It's the first time the Panthers have been dislodged in a very long time from the best defensive team. Shock horror, they're second.
Yes. The second game on Friday night, Broncos returning to their usual slot Friday, 8 p.m. at Suncorp Stadium, up against the hapless Parramatta Seals. Tristan Saylor in for Walsh. Cobbo makes a return to the team on the wing. That pushes Carapani to the bench for the Broncos. For Parramatta, Sean Lane moves to prop for Wiramu Greg, who's out suspended. Kelma Tuolungi into the back row. Sivo comes in on the wing with Jake Tungo dropping to 18th man. Luca Moretti onto the bench. The less said about that game, the better. Nothing from the Broncos fans?
Oh, no. Nothing. It's interesting to see. To be honest, like, Dean Mariner was scoring all those tries at the start of the season on the wing. And Cobbo played in the centre. Everything was going well.
It's the Kevolution.
I don't know. It's weird. Oh, what about your man Mike Acebo off the pine after his one tackle last week? He's never made that kind of tackle in his life. And he's now...
That was holding Tedesco up.
Yeah.
That was a pure accident.
Yeah, what an asshole.
Pure accident.
He's got more skin on the back of his head than a sumo wrestler, fair dinkum. Porn stars have less skin hanging off than that. Anyway...
Wow.
Have you seen it? Seen the back of his head?
Yeah.
Surplus skin.
There's a bit going on.
Don't understand.
There's a bit going on.
Anyway, moving on. The Saturday fixtures, 3 p.m. down at Canberra. We've got the Raiders up against the Panthers. Ricky is doing Ricky things down there at the Raiders. Jordan Rapana returns at fullback. KO Weeks moves to 5'8". Albert Hopewate onto the wing. That means Strange, who he's... ridiculously been spruiking the last couple of weeks despite moving him around. He's out of the squad altogether, and Cook drops to the extended bench.
Strange on an extended or not?
No.
Just gone.
Whether he's injured, I don't know.
Or whether they can't make it, so he's just giving him a spell after a long, hard season.
Possibly.
Well, one particular Jed Stewart has made his way onto the reserve bench.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Jed Stewart.
Is he the weak gutted dog?
No, but that's James Hammond.
Yeah, but is that who we've got a dog made fun of?
Maybe.
Anyway.
He's actually on the bench.
Jed Stewart, jersey 21.
Like on the extended?
On the extended bench, on the extended bench, sorry. And big red jersey number 22 with Sunia Taruva. Just needed the brush and Taruva.
He's going with
the Tigers. Well, he can't tackle.
Can't give him another ring.
Fair.
Yeah, for the Panthers, Schneider comes in for Nathan Cleary, Summerton for Mitch Kenny, Liam Martin returns in the second row, that pushes Lindsay Smith to the bench and Eisenhuth to the extended, and Dane Laurie retains his spot on the wing over Taruva. So you'd expect that's how he's going to run for the rest of the year by the looks of that. So
interesting that Schneider's in instead of Cole.
Cole's still on the bench. Same as he was last week. So, I'm not sure what he's...
I reckon if...
thoughts are there, but...
if you got some level of confirmation or you had something that Luai wasn't going to get a rest, I'll read out his stats a bit later, but he's a gun without Cleary, as is Dylan Edwards.
Yes. Saturday, 5:30 down at Amy Park, the Storm come up against the Dolphins. Mr. Fix-It, Tyron Wishart, named on the wing this week for Grant Anderson, who's out with a head knock. That's the only change for the Storm, and for the Dolphins, only one change as well. Mark Nichols returns on the bench in place of Lachlan Hubner, that well-known NRL player, Lachlan Hubner.
Who's Wishart going to throw a dummy to on the wing?
The touch judge.
Well, he's just going to throw a dummy to the touchy and go.
Mate, Sarko could...
Sarko might take it. Fair point.
We round out Saturday night with Souths up against the Knights at a course stadium. A big out for Souths. Cody Walker missing. He got an accidental knee to the head last week, which has ruled him out. Dean Hawkins
He's back.
Dean comes in at 7. Well, you know Dean Hawkins is going well because I read an article that Parramatta are looking to pick up Dean Hawkins. So, anyway.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, I reckon. Richie Kennar, Sir Dick, he's been named in the team pending his appearance at the judiciary looking to get his high tackle charge downgraded. I'm not sure I like his chances, but
I don't.
If he's ruled out, then Cheek Hammon. Munro on an extended bench.
Zach Thompson is also there soon.
Yeah. For the Knights, Dylan Lucas named to return in the centres. Well, he was last week as well. Who knows if he's over his hamstring injury. Coaches playing funny buggers as usual. Tyson Gamble is out with a broken hand. Cogger comes in at 6.
For their 45th. Halves pairing of the year.
Yeah, and interestingly, Will Price named on the bench for the Knights. So you'd think if you're going to play Price, you would just play him at 6 and Cogger would be your bench utility to come on and play a bit of
hooker
9. And
or even Phoenix goes to 9.
Anyway.
O'Brien being Adam O'Brien.
Yeah, he can be Adam O'Brien as long as... Caelan Ponga goes out the back to Greg Marshugh 15 times instead of once like they did last week.
I told you, I'm heading to Argyle House after the next home game because I'm not happy with it.
Just to shake hands with the Knights boys.
Yeah.
That's what we'll be doing.
Moving on to Sunday in 2 p.m, we've got the Titans up against the Roosters up on the Gold Coast. Both Firmer and Mo Fotowaka returned from injury and suspension respectively. So Aaron Clark and Cleese Haas moved to the bench. Palacia and Pahulu drop out.
Aaron named in the female team?
No. I think he can only probably be named in one. So,
Big boobs.
Mm.
Wait.
Could be mistaken.
For the Roosters, JWH returns from suspension. That pushes Leniu to the bench. Matt Butcher comes back from a rib cartilage injury in place of Connor Watson, who misses with a head knock. And White and Wong drop off the bench. They drop off the bench down onto the extended. So
poor old White and Wong.
Let's hope Trent has got that White and hasn't got that Wong.
So many jokes could be happening there.
We round out round 25 down in Wollongong where the Dragons take on the Sharks. The only change for the Dragons is in the forward pack. Raymond Fatala-Mariner returns in place of last week's debutante King Togia.
Did he even get on? That,
yeah, he came on late in the piece.
God.
I imagine Flano might have watched a bit of footage of the behemoths that Cronulla have been running out in their forward pack and thought, perhaps I need to beef things up a bit.
I tell you what, though, the Couchman brothers came on and played well. I can see.
They did, actually. Twins down the Dragons, don't they? Seriously.
Yeah. I could see them bulking up in the off-season and being pretty lethal. There are a couple that are going into the black book.
In an off-season awaits or a good targeted supplement program?
Yes.
Yeah, right. for the Sharks.
What was his name? Stephen Dank?
Yeah.
Don't think he's anywhere near them.
Yeah.
I don't think Flano's smart enough to give himself.
Yeah, Instagram him right now.
For the Sharks, Trindle returns. That sees Brayley go back to hooker. McInnes to 13. Iroh returns from illness, replacing Talakai, who's out of the squad altogether. Presumably picked up an injury. I think he was a bit ginger on an ankle there at one stage. So that could be it. Katoa is also out. I think he got a head knock, replaced by Stone Street on the wing. Teague Wilton comes back into the back row. And Tom Hazelton returns on the bench.
Good to be a Mulitalo owner. I really enjoyed that last week. Not with about 10 or 15 minutes to go when he hadn't scored and he was on about 14. Yeah. And then he pumped out a 70. Unbelievable. Mm. And no gif from Guardsy when he scored. Clearly doesn't own him anymore.
No, I don't think he does.
Don't care.
Very ordinary. Pretty weak, Guardsy.
Put him on the list. Put him on Angry Fans.
No, there's no Angry Fans this week. No Guardsy, no Angry Fans. I'm angry as a fan of the Panthers that wasn't called an obstruction. I know they got a beauty laugh the week before against the Eels. Clearly,
evening up the score.
Liam Martin was tripped into
Dejan
Arce. Yeah, so he
just fell over accident.
Just fell over by accident.
Completely accidental.
And this week it was disgusting how they took Cleary out and they awarded the try. Anyway.
Not to mention that ridiculous call James Fisher-Harris giving Jerome Hughes a cuddle just as he passed the ball. Bunker intervenes, penalty, bang.
That is
down by two.
That is a bugbear of mine. In slow motion, there's still no time between it. And they call those, like, fair
dinkum. There were a few of those this week that they pulled up. Must have been a crackdown week.
I think they called Kem Murray for one. I think they called...
They called Felice Kaufusi for one on a prop, for God's sake.
And, like, I think if...
He was penalised for his poor haircut. We all know that.
Yeah.
But I think if those players don't commit to that tackle and they get sold a dummy like Tyron Wishart's been doing to people, like, if Tyron Wishart doesn't get smashed the next time he passes the ball... Players aren't doing their job. I just think
If you want to dig into the line,
they've got no feel for the game
and throw a pass, you're going to get bashed.
They've just got absolutely no feel for the game, and it's a disgrace, and it's ruining it. The other thing that's a disgrace is the tunnel ball that's happening. The only people that dead set play the ball properly, watch it this weekend, are the Trbojevic brothers. The three good guys.
My man, Jake.
The three good guys of the NRL. The rest are playing tunnel ball. How much time does that give? Yeah. Like, it just speeds everything up a little bit more, and I think it's why our scores are blowing out again. And I don't know, they'll probably do a crackdown at halftime of the grand final. Something stupid, like shock me, but anyway. Oh, look,
the grand final will be decided by a shit intervention from the bunker. Nothing surer this year.
Anyway, we'll move on to some questions. There's only five. Guardsy's not here and Dom didn't ask any. It's like he knows.
Yeah,
it's like he knows.
Sense.
Yeah, so... I'll just check that he hasn't made a last minute. Oh, there's a messenger, but I don't think it's him. No, it's not. Nothing from Dom this week, so sorry, Guardsy.
He's celebrating book week.
Yes, probably is. He's probably getting his costume.
I saw a picture of him in a skirt earlier today.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's a bit cute, Dom.
Very interesting. I've got book week tomorrow.
Yeah,
right. It was funny driving to work on Monday, and you could see every teacher in Newcastle dressed up in their cars, all plenty of Where's Wally's.
High school kids don't read.
Yes, I believe that. All right. first question from Prawns.
Not something we celebrate.
If you have DCE, could you just hold Cleary and use your last trade somewhere else? Is that something you'd think about doing? Bit left of centre, bit left field. I know you can do
if that trade was, say, in the centre wing for a high upside player, then potentially.
Mm, if you had some cash, enough cash.
Yeah.
And you were trading a bum to a
Lomax,
Carraz, Manu, etc.
Unlike years gone by, I mean, Walker's turned up a couple of times, but there's been no one's really gone bonkers in the halves, have they, this year?
The next question, we'll tie this into the next question from Luke. Look, as you can imagine, most questions were around Cleary this week. Any merit in waiting a week on trading Cleary? Sounds like Hines could be back next week, would be a super pod.
Yeah.
Would be.
Yeah.
Especially, like, I think DCE is one of the most traded in players. Great matchup this week, the Tigers. Like, no one can deny that that's a big score waiting because he beats up on lowly ranked teams. I think his 200s this year have been against the Tigers and the Warriors. In fact, I know they have because I did some research on it before, and I'll give that out in the trade chat. But the Tigers are a team, especially with that really weak left edge, or what appears to be a weak left edge, that DCE could go absolutely crazy against. But then he comes up against
the Bulldogs and the Sharks.
The Bulldogs and the Sharks, who are top, well, the Bulldogs are the best defensive team and the Sharks are in the top five. So that's not a great draw around DCE.
The only thing that keeps the Manly do play better at Four Pines, I think that's fair to say. And that final game is at Four Pines Park. So,
and you could see a little dip, particularly if the Sharks have secured the top four. Like, if they can't get knocked out of top four, they could have a dip for the finals.
Ruben Garrick's only one head knock away and DC has got the goals then, too.
That's true. So, that's true. So, I don't mind the play, though, of holding Cleary this week if you can still field a pretty strong 17 to wait and see if Nico Hines is back next week. They obviously play Manly in the last round. I'm not sure who they play in the second last round. I think the Warriors. The Warriors. So, the Warriors at Shark Park, which is a pretty good matchup.
Sean Johnson's final game.
So I can see that being a pretty good matchup. So I don't mind that. If you can field a strong 17, I don't mind holding Cleary this week, not making a trade, and then hitting Nico, because he will be an absolute super pod. I think he's still owned in the top 5% or 10% by five or six people or something ridiculous. Like, what have they just fallen asleep and they still go well? Like, I don't understand it. They're doing just
loading up in the centre wings. Where
here you go, Nico Hines is currently still owned by six teams in the top 5%.
Wow!
So I don't know if they've just snoozed or they just don't see the upside in halfback this year. So
yeah.
All right. I can't read my writing. I don't know if it's Rossi or Pussy, but I'm going to go with Rossi. Is the next question thoughts on? Sorry, boys. Thoughts on if Robbo rests Roosters players before the finals? Do you think he's going to give players a rest? Watson's getting his rest this week. Thanks for that.
Yeah. They just had
a bye. Round 23.
I wouldn't expect that he... I don't know. Do they? I wouldn't think he'd rest against South in the last round. Because I think they really would want to
hit the ground.
Rub South's nose in.
Especially
to be perfectly honest.
There's a bit of talk about South moving away from home bush into Allianz as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's always a good game between those teams, and the coach always wants to get the one up on the other. So
I think if he does rest, he might rest a couple of players. Well, Watson's going to get a rest this week.
Yeah.
I think the only players that he might want to rest are the guys that have played big minutes in Origin. So maybe a Crichton, which I think everyone's got enough back row depth that they could probably handle that. It's probably why I'm worried about going Sam Walker, because smaller frame. You wonder if he gets a bit of a break. Luke Keary, does he get a break? They've got Sandon Smith on the bench that can come in and play in the halves. Do they split that up? Do they want the combinations going into the finals?
Dom Young, potentially, with that hamstring niggle, he seemed to play okay last week.
But Dom Young got an early shower, so if he hadn't have scored all the tries, what's his score? Like, that's the concern with someone like Dom Young. Are they just going to get into a lead, give him a spell?
They're carrying Tupanua on the pine, so, you know.
So it's an interesting one.
Shift out.
I can't see mass restings from them. I can't see six, seven, eight players all getting rested, even though they could just pull their second string first grade team in, which is what they've got sitting in White and Wong. And Watson's out this week, and they cover him with Butcher. Radley's still playing in the second row, and they've still got, you know, excess players there. But I think the one spot they don't have a heap of players, which was evidenced when Manu was out, is in the backs. So
yeah, they've got a few injuries in the backs still. So in the backs.
Yeah, so I can't really see them. Like,
well, Manu's been out long too, and you wouldn't expect he'll get a spell. So
it's all speculation, but who knows? So yeah,
they played that Wallaby bloke.
Yeah, you say his name.
I won't. That's a trap, and I'm not falling into it. But
scored
a
try.
He played well in reserve grade. So, you know, maybe it's a chance to blood him.
Could do. Know. Who knows? All right, next question from Bluey. Holmes to Lomax, sideways or a decent trade? Three trades left.
Well, thank you, Bluey, for letting us know how many trades you've got left. We did ask that last week, because it's hard to give advice if you only have one trade. Or
that's why I made a point of saying it.
I appreciate request. That was my request, and thank you.
Holmes to Lomax, sideways or a decent trade?
Do it and then bring Holmes back in the following week. I mean,
that's what I'd do. The rolling gun strategy.
Yeah,
I think Lomax has got a decent enough game this week against the Sharks.
He's shown he scores well against tougher opposition anyway. He takes plenty of hit-ups.
The Cowboys' next two games are against Melbourne, which could have some restings. They did say they were planning on taking everybody up to North Queensland. And then Melbourne, for their final game of the year, play at Suncorp against the Broncos. So
the Cowboys play the Broncos last game?
No, so that's Melbourne. Okay. So Melbourne might have some players that are being rested over those two games. So it could be a game that the Cowboys could really get at Melbourne.
Mm.
And then they've got the Dogs, who we've talked about.
So it's not the worst. Defense. It's not the worst. If you're trying to pot up a bit, it's not the worst strategy to get rid of Holmes, use his money. He's worth a fortune. And go to Lomax. If you don't have Carraz, I'd probably head towards Carraz first before Lomax. And then if you don't have Manu or Young, I might head there before Lomax as well, just with their draw.
But I don't hate that.
I certainly don't hate Holmes being traded out.
Lomax has got a pretty good draw. He's got Cronulla this week. Parramatta. And then he's got the Raiders, who are absolutely legless at the moment.
Yeah, so yeah, Lomax might be the man actually with that as their draw.
I think so they've got Cronulla at Wollongong, Parramatta at Parramatta, and then they play Canberra in Wollongong as well, I think, or at Cogra.
I don't mind that, Louis. Anyway. I don't mind that at all.
Yeah.
I'm all aboard that trade.
All right. X-Man is running Fainu as your second front row forward. Okay. If I have two trades and don't want to use them in the front row forward.
Yes.
I
would like to know I'd like to know his third front row forward
until next week
around 26 when Fainu has a bye. But you know what? I reckon even if it's Sam Hughes,
Pop the AE.
Yeah.
If it's Sam Hughes, just playing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or if it's two non-playing players,
cop the AE.
Cop an AE because it might be better than what you can get in the front row anyway.
Seriously, I'm playing Terrell May this week in the front row.
Danger.
But that's the thing. I'm either doing that or playing Ruben Cotter and copping the AE. So
free VC loop, yeah.
Free VC loop.
Yep.
So, honestly, I would be doing that.
All right. That's the question.
No more wasting trades in the front row.
Only five questions this week, so that was nice and quick. Trade talk or lack of trade talk. Mark, we might go to you first because you're the one with the most trades. How many trades do you have?
Three before the start of the round. I'm planning on making two this week.
Must be nice.
Two trades this week.
You
don't want to keep worrying. How many Warriors players do you have? Just the one?
Two.
Can you cover them for the last week?
Not with all the other restings, he won't.
One of them is Adam Fanua Blake. So, I've got Curran, Paseka, and Sam Hughes and my other three front rows. So, for a week, I'm happy to cop that. But I'm trading out Cleary this week, and I am going to Daily Cherry Evans simply because I can't go past that matchup.
What a weak against dog. The you just don't want me to come over the top of your chicken. You're a coward.
Yeah.
I don't think many people want that.
Just to be fair.
Yeah, but.
You don't want me to finish higher than you.
Good point. Well made. And I've done a few calculations, but now that the Nico news is there, I can probably go from DCE to Nico if I'm not convinced about his run in the weeks after that. The second trade is Leah Tower, the Warriors centre, who did a really good job for me, made a fair bit of money, but hasn't been named again. He's getting moved on to Zach Lomax. The Warriors obviously have a bye in the last round, so he's going to miss a game anyway. We've spoken about Lomax's run. He's got a reasonably tough matchup against the Sharks this week. But then,
well, if you're bringing in Lomax, there's no way I'm coming over the top here.
Nope.
Okay, Dan, let's clean this up a little bit.
Yes.
Your trade this week.
My trade this week. Now, Dolph Honeys, this is for you.
Kenneth.
I'm not bringing in Kelly or Sir Kenneth with an F. No, Dolph Honeys, you did message me this week, and I'm going to use the podcast to address this. I'm sorry. I know I have told you for weeks it's turbo time, but it is turbo time, and I think there is no better time than against the Tigers. I know you said you're off me. I still love you very much. And I'll be slapping my thighs, both of them, and anyone close to me when Turbo scores 3 this week.
Are you planning to come over the top of someone too?
Well, if it happens, it happens.
Bit of thigh slapping?
There'll be some thigh slapping. So okay. That's for you, Dolphani. So one trade. It's a bit cute. It's a bit cute. Nathan Cleary to Tom Trbojevic via my man Luke Brooks.
Oh, almost feels wrong. Feels dirty that you don't have Brooksy in your team.
No, Brooksy is in my team. I'm moving him up to the halfback position.
Thank goodness.
Jaden Campbell up into 5'8". And, so Luke Brooks is allowing me to make that happen. So
he's allowed you to do a lot of things this year.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, he's rewarded me. He's rewarded me. And I hope he scores a try this week too. Might have a little sneaky $5 on Brooksy anytime.
Highly likely. Against the old Tigers. Wonder if he picked his barbecue up. They said it was still out of the bag. Maybe he can get a 2-for-1, a try, and his barbecue.
Well, apparently he's on Matty Johns' show this Sunday, and there's a special presentation, so I assume it's the barbecue, I would say.
Very good. Well, I'm unsure of my trades this week because I've done a bit of digging in the halves, best replacement for Cleary, because it was questions that started to roll in into the... I'm getting a few more in the Twitter space at the moment. I think Supercoach fans love a bit of X and a few via Messenger. Not that many on the DMs. The old DMs are gone quiet. Only Mary hassles me on the DMs, and I don't even ask those questions because, let's be honest. Anyway, so I've had leave a quick...
Alone, she doesn't need any help.
Leave it alone.
She's gone very well. Jerome Hughes. Matchups with the Dolphins, Cowboys, and Broncos. Resting's a danger.
Won't play one of those three games.
He's not going to North Queensland.
The other news is he's stuck in the 60s since Munster's return. 4 games. Well, it's 5 games, but Munster's only been back for 4. So we can only blame Munster for 4 of them. Down to 631,800 from the season high, 822,000. Has a 5-round average of 56. Bit of a risk is what I think of that one. If I owned him, I'd keep him. If I didn't, I wouldn't be bringing him in. DCE, second guy up. Matchups with Tigers, Dogs, and Sharks. We discussed the Tigers matchup is a dream. The Dogs and Sharks, not so much. I think he plays all the games as Manly still will have that opportunity to push for the top 4. Or they try and hold on for a spot 5 or 6 to get a home final. 654,200. 3-round average of 75. He's only 1 head knock to Reuben Garrick away from the goal kicking, like you said before.
Mm.
I think a lot will go through him. I think he'll get...
Feeding Ola.
I think he'll get 4 try assists this week. Or 4 line break assists.
Yeah.
Okay, 4 try assists, line break assists. What?
Yeah, I like it.
All in. Does play the really hard defensive teams in the Dogs and the Sharks. So that's the risk, but I think he might score so many this week that it's still the best play if you've only got 1 trade.
We're getting close to the semis. The Sharks could revert to their mid-season form. They could revert early to their September form.
Yeah, I agree. Next on the list, Sam Walker. Matchups with the Titans, Raiders and South. That is a gun draw. But like Hughes, I think he's a chance of a resting. Just don't know when. Currently 734,000, owned by 33.9% of the top 5 ranked players. So second highest ownership, only behind Jerome Hughes, who's 10% higher. So if you're looking for someone not as highly owned, DCE. Then we get down into the bit of a throw at the stumps, but I don't mind them still. Ben Hunt, matchups with the Sharks, Eels and Raiders. So like we said about Lomax, pretty good end of the season. He'll play all the games into the finals as they are really pushing to get in. He could beat up on the Eels and the Raiders at 564,800. If you've got more than 1 trade, you can cash Cleary in and then pick up a gun for enough somewhere else and really strengthen your team. Currently owned by 31 coaches in the top 5%. That's not 31%, that's 31 other coaches. 2 great fixtures end the season. Has a high score of 128 against the Tigers and 118 against the Warriors.
Things are going through him.
So no Kyle Flanagan.
No Flanagan.
Jack Bird's a running threat, but not really that highest try assists. He's got the most try assists in 30, so that's worth
doesn't
points.
Mind taking the line on.
Doesn't mind taking the line on. Plays some pretty weak defensive teams in the Eels and the Raiders with nothing to play for. Definitely a pod option is what I've written down.
I don't mind that.
We've got Jerome Luai next. Matchups against Raiders, Souths and Titans. Games with Cleary out earlier in the year. He went 124 against the Sharks and 102 against Manly and 130 against the Knights in consecutive weeks with Cleary out and him moving to seven.
I think he's no chance of a rest either.
Oh, I wouldn't say he's no chance because they've still got Snyder and Jack Cole.
And Cole together, though?
If it doesn't make any difference to where they finish. I think if they, the last week, if they secure second spot.
Running out of time to play with all these Mount Druitt dogs. So
yeah, I don't think they'll play him against the Titans would be my guess, and that could be a tough one. That's the only,
Jaden Campbell owners.
The only risk. He's currently 649,700 after reaching 819,000 during that great run. I've got resting is an issue. If you've got multiple trades, excuse me, playing the Raiders and Souths, which are the two games I think you'll play, then you could move him on if you've got a trade in the last week. So you could take a flyer on him and then pick up Nico or someone in the last week, which would be the ultimate in pod moves to have Jerome Luai against the Raiders and Souths, him move on and then pick up another gun halfback. That could be the way I look at this. If you've got three or four trades, I think that's the way I'd be looking. I'd be looking at making two trades and doing it against matchups and really, really hammering that home. The last one that I've got in that as a genuine halves replacement is Nico Hines, if we're not getting cute. Due back before the end of the season, heard that they could be as early as next week. There was chat that he might have been back this week. He is currently in six teams in the top 5%. So if you can save a trade and have multiple trades, like three, four, five trades, it could be a masterstroke if he's back in around 26 or 7, 27. To play a bit of that, maybe pick up DCE this week, and then if Nico's named next week, straight over to him, and you could end up with a few 150 scores in the run home.
No love for Matt Burton?
I just don't think he's got the really, really high upside. He's only had one big score against the Roosters
147
when they went down to 12 men. So he beat up on a Roosters side with 12 men that.
He went to 11, I think, yeah, for a period as well.
So
score over 81.
Yeah, so it's not really what I'm looking for at this time of year using one of my last trades. If you want a consistency and you wanted to pick him up in round 15 and get a 70 average, yeah, maybe. But I just don't think he's the man for now. I think a lot of people are still doing it, but I just don't see what they're seeing necessarily. I think Toby Sexton's the guy that's taken up just as much slack in that team. And Connor Tracy. A lot of balls going through Connor Tracy out the back. So probably not someone that I'm looking at, but if that's what floats your boat, go for it. If you're interested in a couple of duels, I'd be looking at via, you know, your little sneaky moves of moving Campbell around, or if you've got a Max Plath.
Or Brooksy.
Or Brooksy or Dill Brown that you can swing around from 5'8 up. You could do that. And I'd be looking at blokes like Kiraz Lomax, Manu Young. And I've got or maybe a fullback in Dylan Edwards, 1% owned. We remember what he did with Cleary out, kicking goals and being very prominent in attack.
True.
He's had
the goals.
He's had his break, I think.
Like scores, tries, kicks, goals. That's what we want here.
That's Matt Traynor's philosophy around Supercoach. So what else do you want?
Philosophy.
So that's what I've summed up as the best Cleary replacements. If you don't own DCE, I'd go there this week. And then if you've got trades, move him on. But I think I'm going to hold. I think I'm going to hold Cleary this week, and I think I'm going to try and get Nico Hines, and I'm hopeful the wethead god can just go 150, 150, and I can finish in front of him. I'm going to get the wording right. I pointed at Mark because I know it's not a visual medium. Righto, boys.
I've still got a trade left.
If you do,
I might go Cleary.
So good.
I might go DC.
Follow him in.
It'll be like the old backyard stash. Only
to
one
Nico
of
next week.
Nico.
It'll be a backyard stash, and only one of us will walk in.
Do it.
Mum will shut the back door, and she won't open it till one of us knocks, and it won't be you. I can tell you that.
I'm telling Babs.
She'll agree with me. Wags teams, Mark. You ready to go with your Wags team?
Yeah, ready to roll. 1,328 for Alison this week. Yeah, that's all. So she dropped 471 places. She's down to 7,294th spot. So she's lost bragging rights in the household this week.
You've come over the top of her.
I did. Jeez. Right over the top. Right over the top. Her problem is just doesn't pay attention once she's made her changes, and she missed out on Eero's laid out, so she got stuck with...
wasn't that a kick in the dick last week?
I figured it out, and I got Greggy Boy in.
With Jake Tungo's 5 points is what she got stuck with last week for the AE. So, I
would love that the week before.
Terrell May's 40-something, so...
She is a Nathan Cleary owner, and she has only one tray left. She already has Daily Cherry Evans in her team, so...
Brooksy? Double up, 6 and 7 in Manly. I'm all about the Sea Eagles.
I wouldn't think so. So she may just hold fire this week as well.
Where'd you get Nico? That idea from?
Oh, Nico.
Dan, any love in the Wags team with the trades? The team with the trades.
Yeah. I had a little bit of a look at it this week. She didn't go overly well last week, to be honest. So, scored 11.53. Wade Egan being out didn't help. Tom Hazelton being out didn't help.
She's got all your favourites.
Yeah. I mean, and she's got her favourite in Pat Carrigan, who hasn't been able to leave her team all year. So,
and he obviously was on the bye last week.
Yeah, that wasn't helpful either. So, yeah, she made a few trades last week, but, yeah, nothing doing there. So, overall rank at 69,000th. So, I'm going to try and get that. Move up 429th place, and then she can come 69,000th.
That'd be ideal, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so that's my goal.
Bit of irony in that one with the conversation we've had so far tonight.
It's been a bit smutty tonight, so she
can only by your giggles has made it smutty, because... When it first said, it wasn't intended that way, but...
I didn't say the words.
You clearly hang out with teenagers a lot.
I didn't say the words. But yeah, 429 spots. That's where she's planning on heading.
So felt by a gay guy, or a gay guy, depending on what you're into. Scored 1,413 this week into 2,654th. Up 177 spots. So not a great deal of movement with a 1,400 score. Doesn't own DCE, so going Cleary to DCE this week. Got a couple of trades left before the start of this week. Her sit first start is really tricky because she'll be sitting people like she did last week in Kalawa Matangi. So what could the score have been? So it's an interesting one. Do we want to have a quick chat about sit versus starts this week? Because I think at this time of year it is where the differentiation and trying to make up. So I look at Mary's team. It's really easy with Connor Watson out. She brings Harry Green in to start there. Watson obviously on the bench. Kalawa Matangi is really struggling to get a start again this week. Dylan Brown won't get a start. Dylan Walker won't get a start. And Cale Eero won't get a start this week. Because she's playing Karaz Young, Garrick, Manu, Lomax, and Marzu. And then Tom Travojevic on the bench, Tedesco in at hooker, reserving for feeder, playing Olakau'atu, Katoa, and Crichton.
Speaking of cute plays, Tedesco at hooker.
Did he get Jewel?
Yeah, I've got him.
You've got him, Jewel.
At captain. Captain. So that's what do you think? Kalawa Matangi misses out for Lomax, Marzu, and Travojevic and Fifita. Like, you've almost got a tough...
Who are you?
Did Fifita get charged the other day?
What is the charge?
No.
Eating a meal?
No. If he did, he was a fine.
Yeah, right.
But that, you know, sit versus start, pretty tricky. Kalawa Matangi in Mary's team last week scored 104.
Yeah. Well, that was the same conundrum that I had last week. So this week, my bench, currently my four bench players are Kalawa Matangi, Eero, Marzu, and Ponga. And that leaves me with Paul Pierce, Dylan Brown, and Jai Gray sitting out at the minute. So I'm not enamoured with Jai Gray this week with Cody Walker out.
I think he got away with one last week, to be honest.
Yeah, so he scored well. I played him last week and he got 90 against the Tigers. So that's currently who I've got. Perhaps the only one I'd swap out there is, again, Kalaua Matangi, because it just has that chasing last week's points sort of vibe about it, and maybe play Dylan Brown up against the Broncos, maybe, who haven't, the Broncos haven't been travelling well defensively either. So, yeah, not sure.
You got any sit versus start conundrums?
Nah, not really. I'm in a bit of, as you say, Barney rubble.
Yeah, I don't have any conundrums either.
Yeah.
With Watson not named, I'm not going to play Paseka. Paseka or Fainu, that's what I've got to decide on.
Quickly too, because Fainu plays Thursday. Yeah. So
against Paseka.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. True.
Paul sits out.
I'd like to have news on Curran before that Thursday night game. I know they're the 8 o'clock game, so you're just going to miss out on the 24-hour cut.
Yeah,
it's going to be just after that game.
Yeah, and I'd have to trade Curran because I'll play Sam Hughes in Mary's Wags team. So I suppose just for 1 week, it's not going to make that much difference.
Yeah, I'm playing Terrell May in the front row. I mean, I have to. Otherwise, I'm copping the AE of either Terrell May, KPP, or Eero.
Yeah.
So the big streak finally got his try last week.
Mm. Yeah, so playing Brooksy, obviously, on the end. Jaden Campbell. But yeah, Coruscant.
What about captains and vice captains?
I got a VC, Tom Trigovich, and hope you guys are absolutely bananas.
Yeah, and then who's your captain?
Jerome Hughes.
Ooh, true. You didn't listen that he's scored 60s in the last 5 weeks?
Yeah, well, if you're really going to... Oh, Kieran.
He doesn't care. He's just going to loop.
I would be playing...
I hope I'm... Here we go, loop-de-loop.
I would be playing Kieran over...
I'm playing Kieraz.
No, but I'd be captaining Kieraz over Hughes.
I've captained him once.
I think.
Or captain. Maybe I'll captain Dom Young.
Yeah. Well, that's a risky one with his hamstring injury, but I'd certainly be.
But yes, VC on Tom Trbojevic. It's turbo time.
All right. What do you got?
I got the VC on Cherry Evans against the Tigers and Teddy with the C up against the Titans.
Yeah. I'm exactly the same. Because that's what you do. You copy me.
Here we go.
He's probably looked
in between you two.
He's probably looked in my sports bet account for the multi this week too.
All right, you know,
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Ah, well.
Again, lucky I gave Kev the advice.
If you need proof that Tyrell Sloan's a gutless dog, here it is. Fair dinkum.
Did Kevin spray you?
No, because I gave Kev the advice to cash out.
Who gives a shit?
And he did.
Oh.
No one cares about Kevin. No one cares about Kevin says.
I care about you, Kevin.
Me too. Bloody hell. It's just Mark. He's a bastard.
Yeah, I am. That's right.
Okay. What do you got?
And you know what? Because Tyrell, you're like this, Dan. All Dragons fans are gutless dogs as well.
Yes, I do like that.
Yeah.
Never met a Dragons fan I've liked.
Boy, you might like
Emma.
Emma, she's all right. Yeah, she's good. She's good.
The mother of Alfie.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Alfie's mum.
So there's exceptions to every rule.
That's
right. So this week, we are going to, what are they calling it? Sean Johnson Stadium?
Yes.
Is that they're calling it? But I'm not going on the Warriors. I'm backing Connor Tracy to score a try against the Warriors. They're getting into a bit of form with their attack. The Dogs are scoring a few points in the last couple of weeks, and I think, as you might have mentioned, that a lot of the play is getting through Connor Tracy. I think he might pick up a try. Then we are going to the South Sydney Rabbitohs up against the Newcastle Knights. Friend of the show, got a try last week. I think Dane Gagai can score another try. They're very...
Did he last score a duck like it consecutive weeks in about
2017? No.
Is that a thing?
It'll be right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be all good.
I'm on board.
Okay. They concede a lot of tries on Dane Gagai's side of the field. I'm just...
Okay.
I'm ruled by the stats.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to the Titans up against the Roosters. I think Angus Crichton has been a bit quiet recently. I think Angus Crichton is going to cross the stripe for a try this week. Those three anytime try scorers.
Can I just jump in on here? Turbo is it? Absolutely. Just throw it in for a little bit extra.
But Turbo's like, I think it's paying a little bit extra. It's not even paying $1.17. It's paying 17 cents.
Yeah, but throw it in for just a little bit extra. See what happens. A little bit of sugar on
you
top.
Dan, you don't want him to do that because then his hamstring coming out of the tunnel onto the field.
In the warm-up.
But so late in the warm-up, you can't change.
Ah, yes, the Payne Haas situation.
Yes.
There'll be the Pele panic for real.
Yeah, that's right.
For reverse trades abort.
So those three will net you $15.73.
That's a good one.
Yeah, $18.20 with a boost.
Ooh.
Get on board.
That's huge. Kev, I hope you like that one, and I'll give you some advice midway through it. If we get to 2 out of 3, we'll abort, okay? Because how many of you won this year?
One.
Just one. What round are we in?
25.
Wow. Only one more week. I hope no one's doing a return on investment kind of a synopsis.
I assume Kevin is.
Negative
400%.
Yeah.
Minimum. All right, that wraps us up. It was just the three of us again tonight. Guardsy was in Sydney, stuck in Sydney, couldn't get home. I know they don't listen to the pod when they're not on because they don't hear their own voices, and that's what they love.
Yeah.
25. Can you believe it's round 25? Only three rounds of footy to go. That's a bit depressing because
they're already prepping for BBL.
BBL, NBL. There's a bit of NBL starts next month. So. I played last year and did okay just by the Telegraph suggestions. So it was a bit interesting, but really keen.
Did you watch any of it?
No, not a game.
Yeah, that's good as well.
Keen for some BBL action.
Keen for BBL. So I think this could be there could be a BBL podcast in the works.
Maybe.
Every now and then. A little sporadic, but just because Dan's a bit of a guru at the old BBL, and everyone needs his opinion. He's actually wearing a great shirt that's
got Todd Murphy's.
Todd Murphy's in the Dan Murphy's kind of slogan, which is pretty funny. And I know he's got a Boland.
I've got a Scott Boland.
My man. That's about it, boys. Davis and Marnie Cup, or the
Dan Davis and
Cup. Like it's been retired.
Yeah, it's true.
Because we don't really...
Oh, because you support Penrith now.
Correct,
classic.
So,
if you still listen to this dribble, listener, we're going to go.
All right, thanks for that.